Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
From Harness Racing New South Wales, Amanda Rando, good morning.
Good morning and good morning, listeners. The Alabar Breeders' Challenge regional heats kicked off last night at Bathurst, so I thought we'll go through some of those results because there were big results and some upsets as well, Cozzy. The first heat was taken out by a three-year-old filly called Matamua, trained by Peter Trevor-Jones of Beats and Fame, and she caused the first upset of the night at starting odds of $51, and it was her first win in 11 starts, and she won it quite convincingly by 6 metres. She was driven by Ashley Grives, and that gave Ash a double at that meeting. She also won a three-year-old boys' heat with her gelding Romero at odds of $9, beating the favourite Smooth Cash. So Romero, he's now produced back-to-back wins, Cozzy, and he extended his record to 4 wins and 12 starts. He's a pretty nice young horse. There was also an upset in the two-year-old boys' qualifier, won by Substitute. It started at odds of $41, and he beat the favourite St. Emilion. The winner, Substitute, is trained by Josh Turnbull, and he actually trained the third and fourth place horses in that heat as well, and beating his father's horse, St. Emilion. Substitute, I thought he was at really good odds as well. He hadn't missed a place in his 7 starts prior to last night's effort, so those starting odds of $41 were pretty good. There was also a huge upset in the last heat of the night. That winner returned odds of $71, and that was a two-year-old filly called Ellen Shannon, which gave trainer Peter Bullock the Quinella in that race. Ellen Shannon, she's by Alta Cristiano, who is standing in New South Wales for the first time this breeding season. So from a breeding perspective, that was a big plus as well. As for the Alabar Breeders' Challenge regional qualifiers, there are more heats at Penrith tonight, and it's a huge card, Cozzy. There are 11 races at Penrith tonight, and 6 of those races are these Breeders' Challenge regional heats. I can't remember the last time Penrith held 11 races, so really looking forward to that. On Tuesdays on the Pace, we caught up with driver Jimmy Douglas, and I saw that Chris Barsby also caught up with him yesterday, and Jimmy has some key drives at Penrith tonight. We made mention he's picked up drives for the Tritton stable. Now Lauren Tritton isn't driving for the remainder of the season due to her back injury. And tonight, Jimmy will have his first drive on Tritton's runner, Major Bob, in the two-year-old boys heat, as well as Colossal Stride, who was going around in the three-year-old boys. So fixed odds are open for the meeting. And looking ahead early, it looks like Jimmy Rattray, he's got a few of the favourites heading into these heats tonight. In the opening race, he has Jim RT going around, and James Rattray has given this horse 2 starts. He's won both of them by really big margins. He's been very impressive, and he's drawn in barrier 5, but will come out of barrier 4 because there is an emergency drawn on his inside. So pending that horse isn't needed, the emergency Jim RT will come out of barrier 4, and he'll go up against Major Bob, who Jimmy Douglas is driving. So that's going to be a really good heat to kick off the night with, Cozzy. In the following race, which is race 2, James Rattray has a favourite there as well with Star Major. He is at $1.75 with Tab Fixed Odds at the moment. Head of a horse called Mission Control, which will be driven by Jimmy Douglas and trained by David Thorne. He's actually having his first start under David Thorne's care. So the two Jimmies are going to go head-to-head there again in those heats. In the following regional heat, Cozzy, the favourite there is Brackenstorm for Paul and Blake Fitzpatrick. And Jimmy Douglas will drive Colossal Stride in that race, who's the second favourite. So Colossal Stride's another horse trained by the Tritton camp, and this will be Jimmy's first race drive on that horse there. So that's going to be another good heat. We roll into the fourth heat of the night, which is for the three-year-old fillies. Bella Claire's the favourite there. Open race, she's $4.20 at the moment ahead of Kiama's Rosie at $4.60. So there's a bit of value going on in that race. And then we move to later on in the program with more heats, race 8. Is another Breeders' Challenge regional heat, and James Rattray has the favourite once again with Operative Anna at $1.35. And then race 10 is the final Breeders' Challenge regional heat of the night, and in that one, Leonidas is the main fancy at $2 over Little Rocker. So there's going to be some really strong racing at Penrith tonight. I did make mention of some of the fields on Mondays on the Pace program of these regional heats. And I just might mention, I sat down with Harness Racing New South Wales CEO John Dumasy yesterday to discuss the regional heats, because there were some that were redrawn, and that was because of a slight ambiguity in the closing of nominations. So since Monday, since me going through those fields, there has been some changes. So just look out for those. But we've got more of these regional heats taking place at Riverina Paceway tomorrow night, which will be the first meeting at that new facility under light. So that's pretty exciting. There are six heats overall there, three for the three-year-old colts and geldings, which is huge. So additional heats have been placed on, you know, where they've received big nominations, which is a huge plus for connections out there. And there'll also be four heats at Newcastle on Saturday night as well, which will be the last round of heats before the $50,000 finals at Wagga on Sunday week. So some really good racing for the youngsters still coming up over the next few days. And I just might quickly mention, also on Saturday, Cozzy, our main metropolitan meeting at Menangle is a strong card, and we have a Group 3 feature race there for the free-for-all pacers. At the moment, Major Dan, he's the favourite at $1.35 with tab fixed odds. He's drawn the widest runner off the front over the mile, but he's looking to bounce back into the winner's circle after facing defeat last start. And there hasn't been a lot of movement in that market with him opening up as a favourite, but there's plenty of value as well there. So I'll have my tips for that meeting on Saturday morning's program. But yeah, that's the wrap for this morning's on the Pace, Cozzy. It's all about these Alabar Breeders' Challenge regional heats over the next few days.
All right, terrific. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Good on you, Amanda.
Will do. Thanks, Cozzy.
Amanda Rando from Harness Racing New South Wales.